he might be right.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, the deadline for a climate agreement at a summit in Glasgow is fast approaching, but a deal hasn't been struck yet. A draft document was published earlier by negotiators at COP26, but it seemed to water down curbs on fossil fuels. Katie White from WWF says it's disappointing and lacklustre.
We were really hoping this morning that we were going to get a text that was better than one before. The last one we said, this is the bottom, this is the, you know, this is the floor, and we need to be aiming for the ceiling. Unfortunately, we seem to have fallen into the floorboards right now.
President of COP26, Alok Sharma, urged delegates to get the job done and reach a deal. More people have crossed the English Channel and arrived in the UK in a single day than ever before, with almost 1,200 people making the journey yesterday. Children wrapped in blankets could be seen coming ashore in Dover. Officials say the UK is working with France to address it, but the Prime Minister says the French need to be persuaded to police the beaches.
We have a problem, which is that they're coming from France. In the end, if the French authorities will not or cannot control those departures, it's very difficult for us to turn them back at sea. We want to do that. We want to do that in a safe and a humane way, but it's very difficult.
The latest estimate for coronavirus infections suggests the number of cases is falling across the UK. In England, around 1 in 60 have COVID-19, down from 1 in 50 last week. Meanwhile, the R number has also shrunk to below 1. Essex County Cricket Club's chair, John Farragher, has resigned. It's over an allegation he used racist language in 2017, though he strongly denies it. Scotland have just got their World Cup 2022 qualifier against Moldova underway. A win would guarantee them a second place finish in their group. England hope to move another step closer to progressing to Qatar with victory over Albania at Wembley later. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening it will remain mostly cloudy. The odd spot of rain may linger in some places, and tonight will be drier but overcast with just a few clear spells, a touch milder under the cloud, and Saturday looks like a much drier and fine day with variable amounts of cloud lingering through the morning. In the afternoon, a few sunny spells breaking through that cloud, and Sunday expected to be mostly cloudy throughout the day, along with the odd shower or spell of light rain moving in from the east.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Happy on the inside.
Deal with Graham Coxon with a big old question mark. What you gonna do? The eyes of the world, quite literally, on the end of COP26. What they're gonna do with it? Only time will tell. Let's hope it's something useful. But this next hour is all about the never-ending story of Drive. As always, I'd love you to get involved and send me what's going down and what's occurring in your day, in your world. But we are all part of the same big floaty blue green thing. And I would like us all to put something down in a never-ending story today that is something towards what we are gonna do about climate change in our own lives, in our own homes. Yes, everybody says all this needs to be done. We need electricity, we need taxes to change, we need God knows what doing to this place to fix it up. However, we can all do one little thing, and that one little thing adds up to what, 60 billion little things? That's quite a big change, okay? So what are you going to do about it? I want to hear it. Stuart@phoenixfm.com, on the email, wherever you do your social media, @StuPink, StewPink. We've had a couple of great suggestions in already. We shall share them at the end of the show. We'll put them together. And a great big compilation of all of these great suggestions, along with some of the silly ones too, which are coming through. Now, this is a mixed one, which I think has an element of hilarity in it too, from Val. This has made my day. She says she's been sorting through clothes and all was going well. I've hit a bit of a brick wall and had to slow down. She says she's just occurred to her that through less clothing means less ironing and less washing. Yes, I'm with you so far. This makes sense. She says she's saving on electricity, so she's not doing the washing, she's not doing the ironing, because the less clothes, the less washing, the less ironing. That's all good. She also says she gets through less soap powder and less water and less decision-making, however, as to what you're going to wear when you wake up in the morning. This is all sounding absolutely brilliant. She then says, when I get rid of it, I'm going to donate it to the charity shops, which is also good for the planet. Means less wastage. The clothes can be used by people who can't necessarily go out and afford brand new stuff. It's all sustainable, it all goes round and recycles. Amazing, all good for the planet. And maybe, just maybe, there's more room in the wardrobe. Anyway, not sure what my husband's going to wear, but I hope he doesn't mind. So she's ending the message. So, Val's husband, very sorry, looks like you're going to have no clothes at all, but very good for the environment.
Said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have high, high hopes for living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a time, but I always had a vision. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was gonna be. So built for oddities, stranger crusades. Ain't ever wannabes, we're in the novelties. Don't ever change, we wanted everything. Wanted everything. Stay up on their eyes, stay up on their eyes. Never come down, oh. Stay up on their eyes, stay up on their eyes. Never come down. Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up. They say it's all been
listening to Phoenix FM with Stuart Pink.
On the day, we're all trying to make a breakthrough here on Phoenix FM Drive. At 5:15, I've been tasking you with the challenge of coming up with a few suggestions as to what you can do about the climate crisis in your own little world, at your home, in your life. What can you change and how can you improve your impact on the environment? Had a few suggestions in. We're sharing them through the rest of this hour. Keep them coming. Stuart@phoenixfm.com on the email. Wherever you do your social media, at StuPink, StewPink, like Brandon has done. Brandon, top work, sir. He says he has made a change today. He has turned off the bathroom extractor fans to save energy. That's a good idea. I mean, why do we even need a fan in a tiny room? You don't have a fan in the living room. You don't have a fan in any other room in the house, only in the bathroom. There is a reason why, I'm sure. But why do you need it on all the time? No. So he's turned them off to save energy. I like it, Brandon. He goes on to say, in a small house with thin walls, however, We will now have to sing or hum on the loo for obvious reasons to disguise the noise. I suppose it depends what you've been eating. Maybe turn it on occasionally, but just keep it off all the rest of the time. If you're going for a number one, nobody needs to worry about it, do they? If you're going for a number two, then I guess the singing or the humming may be a good idea. In fact, it might hum anyway. For other reasons. But I like your work. You know, turn the extractor fans off. That is a good idea. More good ideas and some silly ones too coming up after this.
98. FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Not sure what to do this Sunday? Check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're going to love Nigel. 6 till 8, every Sunday night, only on Phoenix FM.
This year, more than ever, we must remember and honour the memories of our loved ones. The annual Light Up a Life appeal by St Francis Hospice provides a way for us all to remember those we have lost. You can dedicate a star in memory of a loved one in our beautiful online night sky this Christmas. Your donations can help local families to enjoy precious moments together in the hospice and at home. Visit sfh.org.uk and search Light Up a Life.
Players Lounge in Billericay offers two bars, a restaurant, indoor 4G football pitch, award-winning virtual golf and Xboxes. Perfect entertainment for the family. Amazing nights out for grown-ups every weekend with huge artists. Players Lounge on Radford Way, opposite Billericay train station. Search Players Lounge Billericay to find out more.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball and John Summerton. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Sunday afternoon, 2 till 4, only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Yeah. This is
Stuart
on Phoenix FM.
Well, the phone don't ring 'cause my friends
love to know what she's laughing at the end of that song. I always get very nervous. Brian Adams and Mel C, When You're Gone on Phoenix FM Drive. And we've been going through some great suggestions and some funny suggestions as to what you can do in your world to tackle the climate crisis. What are you going to do? Brentwood, Billerick and surrounding areas. Let me know. Stuart@phoenixfm.com on the email, or at Stuping, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K. Make a pledge. Tell us what's going on, what's occurring, what you're going to do. Or ask for help, ask for support. We are a community. We can all help each other to save the planet, right? That's a good idea. We all live on it. But here we go. This is good. I said broadcast to Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas, and I'm correct in saying so, because we've had a lovely message from Oleg, all the way from Russia, with love. He sent us a lovely message. He was a guest on my As Yet Untitled Rock Show not too long ago, and hopefully he'll be a guest very, very soon again on the As Yet Untitled Rock Show to introduce their great new music. Big band, Slash is a fan. But he sent us in this. He says, a year ago, for a short time, I stopped using a distortion pedal for my guitar because I thought it would be more environmentally friendly. He started using only a foot switch on his amplifier. And this, he sent us, is the result. he sent us a link to the Moscow Times. I was a little suspicious clicking that link, I must tell you. But I did. I opened it, and it was fine. I don't think he's downloaded any spyware. Hey, who knows? We're all friends. And I clicked on it, and it shows that there's forecast to be a snow apocalypse coming in February to Russia. Remember the beast from the east that we had a few years ago? It's looking like it's going to be one hell of a beast over there in Russia in February. Loads of snow forecast. So Oleg is essentially saying that because he stopped plugging in a distortion pedal for a while to try and stop the heating up of the planet, look what's happened now. He's caused a snow apocalypse. Oleg!
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no.
Katy Perry. Feeling all the effects of global warming, climate change, in a nutshell, hot and cold on Phoenix FM Drive.
Welcome!
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
So, let's see how the temperature is on the roads. Dunmo, there's been a load of issues there on the B1256 Braintree Road. It's blocked in both directions near the junction of St Edmunds Lane following an accident involving two vehicles. It's been blocked most of the afternoon, really, as Dunmo, the B1256 Braintree Road, both directions. The A13 eastbound, one lane is still closed after five bells. As for ongoing roadworks, and the traffic approaching it is very slow. If you're on the A127, alternatively, London bound is looking busy between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. Eastbound busy on or between the M25 and the Halfway House. And if you are going near Rayleigh, of course, the Rayleigh Weir Interchange, always busy this time of night. Also busy on the High Road, northbound, approaching Crown Hill. Crown Hill towards the High Street as well in Rayleigh, looking very busy. If you're heading to Braintree, the B1256 east on the A120 and Galley's Corner roundabout, really busy. Chelmsford's Army and Navy roundabout causing all the usual problems. London, New London Road, Rittle Road and Parkway also busy, and Westway between Rob Johns and Rittle Road. If you're in Colchester, Coldray Avenue is slow with traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road, and we have even made the headlines. Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road towards the High Street, where they converge in a big mess at
Wilson's
Corner, looking really busy in all directions. Also a few delays on Middleton Hall Lane as everybody tries to avoid the monumental queues at Wilson's Corner at this time of night. If you're in Shenfield, Hutton's looking busy in both directions. Hutton Road opposite Shenfield Station busy. In Hutton, Rayleigh Road is looking a bit congested just on the way into Hutton from Shenfield at the moment, and near Wash Road looking busy too. There's a road closure to tell you about. Mount Nessing Road is closed in Billericay, and that's causing long delays on the A129 heading in to Billericay, and Sun Street, South End Road, also busy as well this time of night. Always the case. Other than that, the trains at C2C, good service. Greater Anglia, good service, but minor delays on the Hammersmith and Sissy, the Metropolitan line, the Piccadilly line, and a part suspension on the tram. Apart from all of that, everything else is a good service. We'll have another travel update if anything major kicks off. Otherwise, your next travel update is with Frankie tomorrow morning from 7:25 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Loads of events to tell you about today. Billericay United Reformed Church is holding a festive fair. That's on Saturday the 20th of November. If you're about, you fancy a bit of that, then getting yourself involved. You've got to get to Mayflower Hall, Chapel Street in Billericay. That's the Billericay United Reformed Church festive fair on Saturday the 20th. It goes from 11:30 to 2:30. You can go along and celebrate the special day. You can bring your friends. You can go for lunch, stop for a coffee and cake. And there'll be artisan stalls to browse around, selling craft items. All environmentally friendly as well, right? Because they're made here, sourced locally. Get yourself there. For more information, visit billericayurc.org.uk, and you can also email bookings at billericayurc.org.uk. So that's the Billericay United Reformed Church festive fair on Saturday the 20th of November, 11:30 to 2:30 at the Mayflower Hall, Chapel Street, Billericay. Free event, loads of great stuff. Get your Christmas shopping done early, and don't forget to tell them Phoenix FM sent you.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's Phoenix FM Drive. We are celebrating this last hour of the show with the never-ending story. You can get involved and contribute something if you like. That'll be lovely. Stuart at phoenixfm.com on the email. Wherever you do your social media, at Stu Pink, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K. And send me something if you will. Your pledge or your idea or something silly. It can be funny too. Whatever you think we could do about climate change. COP26 ends in, what, a matter of hours? Let's hope they decide to do something and it's positive. But we can all make a little bit of a difference and we can do something. So what are you going to do? Simple as that, really.
You know the bed feels warmer. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
FM and online at phoenixfm.com.
You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
By the power of Grayskull.
So many people living in the world today, trying to find an answer, searching for a better way. Demonstrations, people voicing their opinion. We got to find the solution. What we need is a love revolution. Cause we got one world. So let's take care of business and wait another day. We got
one love.
Yeah. Keep on holding on, no letting go.
the man, there is a man that knows about the world. It's Billy Ocean, right? He covers 60% of it. Amazing stuff, new music-ish from Billy Ocean. One World on Phoenix FM Drive, where we are dedicating this whole last hour to the never-ending story of Drive, and we're trying to come up with a few good ideas amongst us of ways that we can impact the environment and do good on this world. COP26 ends in a few hours' time, and what are we going to do about it? How are we going to tackle climate change? I've had a few lovely suggestions in. This is awesome. So Sam has sent one in. This is good. She says, one-pot suppers, less gas to cook, and less washing up. Oh my God, that is a revolutionary idea. Less washing up, less water, less pollutants in the sea and all the rest of it. That's loads less work. I mean, I'm up for less washing up from day one. Whatever you can do. Plastic plates, though, isn't really in keeping with the idea. But less washing up. One-pot suppers. You could cook everything in one pot. I mean, that's just easy anyway. Why are we doing more than that? Great suggestion, Sam. I love it. I mentioned Roger earlier on, who reckoned that... what did he say? Where did he go? I've lost him now. There we go. Roger said it all came down to money. get real, he says. Okay, right. That's fair enough, Roger. That is your opinion, Roger. But to be honest, money does quite literally glow on trees. It is made of paper. And if we keep coming down, we're not going to be able to make any more money. So if it's that important to you, we need to save the trees. So what else do we have to share with you? However you've protected the environment, whatever you're doing, I'd love to hear it. Get in touch, Stuart, at phoenixfm.com, whatever we can do. Silly suggestions too are totally welcome. We've been doing some stuff at home. We've had a sit down the other week and we decided one of the things that we could try and do is to change the soaps we use and how we wash. You think about when you go in the bathroom, right? You have shower gel and then some people have shampoo. And then some people have conditioner, hair conditioner. That's free pots. That's free random bits of plastic that get knocking about. They go into the recycling. Do they all get recycled? I don't know. Sometimes they recycle some bits of it. Sometimes the cap isn't recyclable. There's other things as well. We've changed. So we switched from that into like soap, like hand soap, actual original bar soap. The French, if you look this up, they are all over this. All they do is use, it's a very French country thing to use bar soaps instead of the washing, the shampoos and the shower gels and stuff like that. Good fix. Another thing we've been doing, we've been changing the washing up stuff. You know, the Fairy, I hardly ever buy Fairy, and that's great because that's less plastic, but there are other brands available. And if you don't use the washing up liquid, you can actually buy bars of soap that are designed for cleaning the washing in your washing up bowl. So it's a bit fiddly and you have to get a different cloth, which is a good thing anyway, because the sponge ones aren't even good for the environment. But you can wash your dishes with this stuff and there's no plastic at the end of it. You haven't got a big plastic Fairy liquid bottle knocking about. Again, the little cap at the top, not necessarily widely recycled. More plastic just getting dished out into the ocean. So little things like that. Any more suggestions, please send them stuart@phoenixfm.com on the email. Send them in to anywhere on social media at stupink, stewpink. You can find the Phoenix FM Facebook page and pop it on there. Keep it going, really. When the show's finished today, carry on, because frankly, anywhere we can spread good ideas to do our little bit in this community would be marvellous, wouldn't it? Another thing you could do, if you live locally and you're near some sea, or you're near a place that you keep thinking that looks really messy, there's loads of rubbish everywhere, if you see plastic rubbish by the side of the road, knocking about in the path, making a mess in the bush, yes, fine, complain to the council. You could also pick it up and put it in the bin. If you were born again tomorrow. See the sky is falling. You gotta read between the lines. Stop waiting for a sign. Who's gonna live your life? Yeah, you don't have to look back to see where we are. The future's looking brighter than a handful of stars. You gotta hold on, hold on. Be strong. If you were born again tomorrow, would you live your life like yesterday? If you were born again tomorrow, I wouldn't live my life any other way. Don't have to end up where you started, even lose the broken hearted. You learn from your mistakes, bones grow stronger where they break.
Who said the scars don't fade? You don't have to look back to see where we are. The future's looking brighter than a handful of stars. You gotta hold on, hold on. You gotta be strong. If you were born again tomorrow, would you live your life like yesterday? If you were born again tomorrow, I wouldn't live my life any other way. Would you relive every moment? Would you tear out any page? If you were born again tomorrow, I wouldn't live my life.
Bon Jovi. Good news is we'll be born again tomorrow. Loads of great shows here on Phoenix FM coming up your way. We'll plug all those in a moment. And we'll do the never-ending story of Drive. We'll wind up this mad and amazing show where we've been trying to gather a whole load of great ideas to how we can solve the climate crisis. We're little by little, all by ourselves. Yes, we have been doing our bit here community-wise. And we shall wind it all up in a few moments. And the small matter of the big reveal of stylophoning. Yes, coming up after this.
Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, I'm James Haskell, former England international and Lions rugby player, and whenever I need car finance, there's only one man I call, Darren Gibson. So if you're in the market for a new or used car from £20,000 to £500,000, be sure to get in touch with Darren Gibson. He covers all cars, sports, prestige, 4x4, classic and even hypercars, and he will not be beaten on price. All his contact details are on Instagram, so drop him a follow on there, at DG18SON. That's DG18SON. You never know when you'll need him. Be seeing you.
D. Gibson Financial Services Limited is a credit broker, not a lender, and will receive commission from the finance provider if you enter into a finance agreement with a lender. D. Gibson Financial Services Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Do you have IT problems? Is even thinking about IT like thinking about some big, scary monster who's going to storm in, wreak havoc and damage your business? Outside help, IT is our friend, and we get on so well. Just look how cute he is.
Aww.
Get on with IT. Visit our website, outside.help.
Looking to sell your property in Essex? Choose Oakmont Property Consultants, the high street agency that doesn't charge high fees. We have an all-inclusive fixed price fee of just £2,400, including VAT, for any home of any size, no sale, no fee. This price includes floor plans, professional level photography, an HD virtual tour, accompanied viewings and full service from sale to completion. Oakmont Property Consultants, the professional high street estate agent charging internet prices. Call our head office on 01708 223344.
Wake up with Frankie every Saturday morning, 7 till 10, playing all the very best of soul from all the decades. That's Saturday mornings right here on Phoenix FM.
This is Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Loads of great shows here on Phoenix FM. From 6pm, you've got Steve Robertson in with some classic Phoenix. From 8pm, Paul Golder is in with Resurrection. And this week, he's got Irish singer-songwriter Kat Dowling chatting to him all on Resurrection from 8 till 10. Great shows here for you on Phoenix FM tonight and the rest of the weekend as well, with great guests and all sorts. All available online at phoenixfm.com. But now, we've got to do this one last time.
Stu Stylophone in.
Did you guess what it was? Oh, hang on. That was you putting the fader up. That's it, last chance. It was, of course, Walk the Moon.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up. This woman is my destiny. She said,
Stylophone in, Shut Up and Dance, Walk the Moon. They definitely did it better. Time to wind up this week's never-ending story of Drive. It's all been going on today. It started when Mark Sibby joined us in his fully biodegradable state for film reviews and movie news. And with the COP26 Climate Summit hotting up in its final stages, we cooked up a few suggestions of our own to tackle climate change. Andy was cutting down on food waste and served up a tin of tuna from 2014. To his mother-in-law. Gary reduced his bourbon footprint and stopped treading in biscuits. Bob's given up ironing and hoovering like a climate hero. Val put forward a few great arguments for reducing the amount of clothes we have to improve the environment. Less washing, less ironing, less water, and less stress in the morning. Brandon turned off the extractor fans in his bathroom to save electricity. It would just have to sing or hum to disguise any noise. Very loudly. Oleg messaged in from Russia with love to tell us he's stopped using a distortion pedal on his guitar to combat global warming. Denise in Brentwood pledged to recycle properly, turn her heating down, and no longer owns a car. Roger says it all comes down to money, but then we decided that grows on trees anyway. And Sam suggested one-pot dinners required less gas and less washing up. Look at that. Oh, my God, so much we could barely fit it in. Up next is Steve Robertson with the Classic Phoenix Show. But before he takes over and I bid thee farewell, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next week. We'll do this all again. But I'm playing out for the next few weeks with an awesome classical composer, the brilliant Anne Shmilevsky, heading us in to the classic zone. This is from her album Songs Without Words, and this track is called Jessica's Escape. Enjoy. I will see you on Monday, 3 to 6 p.m. Bye.
This is Anne Shmilevsky, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.